I'm Ken Rogers with a market review for Monday, July 19th. What started out as a weather-driven grain market in the overnight trade quickly turned to a COVID market, if you will, as lots of concern of worldwide different variants and cases rising, which that brought a lot of mixed signals, not only to the livestock, but as well as the grain trade, and especially in the financial markets, which did bring some of the commodities down with them. The settlements today, September corn unchanged at 556, December up a quarter, 552 and a quarter. The August soybeans down 26 and three quarters, 1428. November down 19, 1372 and three quarters. August soybean meal down 340 at 359.80. The August soybean oil down $1.62 at 66.69. September Chicago wheat up 5 1/4 today at 697 and three quarters. December up 6 1/2 at 706 and a quarter. Kansas City September hard red wheat up 3/4 on the day at 652 and a quarter. December up a penny at 663. What was a mostly lower day till towards the end, that was the livestock sector. The October live cattle down 50 at 125.10, December down 20 at 131.12, February though up 15 at 136.40. August feeder cattle up $1.75, 157.37, September up 55, 159.05, and the October contract up 37, 160.85. August lean hogs down $1.17 at 104.47. October down 137, 89.37. The energy trade mixed today, natural gas and crude oil higher, but gasoline, ethanol, and heating oil all trending lower. The metals today, gold and silver, both trading lower as well. Part of that, it was the strength of the U.S. dollar. Now the financial markets, as they have been since the pre-open throughout the day, lower. Last check before the close, the S&P down over 33 points, 43.08.20. The NASDAQ down 201.50, 14,457.75. The Dow down 911 points, 33,653. That is a review of the Monday, July 19th markets. I'm Ken Rogers.